SBS Audio is supported by advertising.
Starting a new life in Australia isn't easy.
A lot of companies have rejected me.
Sometimes I feel like, oh, I'm gonna quit, I've given up.
Work in Progress is a podcast to help skilled migrants rebuild their careers in a new country. You'll hear inspiring real-life stories, expert advice, and valuable tips to help you find a job and advance your career. Work in Progress. Listen now wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to SBS News.
A Danish Royal Air Force plane has touched down in Nuuk, delivering military personnel as Denmark steps up security and begins fresh exercises in Greenland alongside NATO deployments. President Emmanuel Macron says French troops are already on the ground, with more arriving by land, sea and air. He says the U.S. ambitions for Greenland are not just Denmark's problem, but Europe's and NATO's as well.
In Greenland, an autonomous territory of the Kingdom of Denmark, Europeans have a particular responsibility, because this territory belongs to the European Union and is also that of one of our NATO allies. France has decided to join the exercise that was scheduled and launched by Denmark in a sovereign and independent manner as part of Arctic Endurance. A first team of French soldiers is already on site and will be reinforced in the coming days by land, air and sea means.
While officials describe the deployments as routine training, the signal is unmistakable that NATO can maintain Arctic security without the US, a key NATO member. Greenland's Prime Minister Jens Frederik Nielsen says sovereignty is not negotiable.
As I have said, Greenland does not want to be owned by the USA. Greenland does not want to be governed and controlled by the USA. Greenland does not want to be part of the USA.
European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen says the alliance will provide strong backing, emphasizing that Arctic security is central to NATO and the EU.
What is clear is that Greenland can count on us politically, economically and financially. And when it comes to its security, the discussions on Arctic security are first and foremost a core issue of NATO. But I also want to emphasize that it is the Arctic and Arctic security, both topics, are core topics for the European Union and matter enormously for us.
Talks between Denmark, Greenland and the U.S. in Washington this week delivered no breakthrough, with the Trump administration still arguing it needs Greenland for security and saying it will acquire the territory one way or another. Maria Martesiute from the European Policy Center says Europe is now facing the early stages of a deep political and military crisis, though she still hopes diplomacy can contain it.
I think we are at the very early stage of rather deep political military crisis in Europe, and hopefully diplomatic efforts will be helpful, military deployments too, but there's a question mark about that. Because in Europe, there is a greater realization, even though political leaders will not like to admit it, that America has abandoned NATO. Because, you know, while NATO is guarding against Russia opening a second front in Europe, the US is already opening it.
European partners say a large NATO presence is being planned through 2026, with member nations offering troops and other backing. Meanwhile, Russia has rejected all Mr. Trump's claims that its government or China's plan to take over Greenland. Maria Zakharova is a spokeswoman for the Russian Foreign Ministry.
Neither Russia nor China have announced any such plans to occupy Greenland. There is no factual information that could support such accusations. We stand in solidarity with China's position on the unacceptability of references to certain activity of Russia and China around Greenland as a reason for the current escalation. Before they accuse others in emerging rifts between them, NATO and EU bureaucrats should first acknowledge their own responsibility for deep and quick erosion of global security and global legal framework.
In Nuuk, a place where military personnel are rarely seen, Greenlanders are watching all of this unfold with growing concern. Small business owner Mats Petersen says people want to live without fear, and he hopes the current buildup does not become the norm.
Having some military presence is going to be a new thing here. I don't hope it is the new normal, to say so, because we would like to be free and walk out with no fears of people going to poke us something. So it is going to be, I think, an ambivalent feeling to have that we have military personnel going around our seas and inside the cities and maybe at the airport and so on.
Assam Al-Ghalib, SBS News.
Ready to make this summer a little more bilingual? Whether you're polishing your skills or looking to level up, SBS has podcasts to help you learn at your own pace. Check out Slow Spanish, Slow Japanese, or Slow Italian Fast Learning. Or try Easy French and Easy Croatian. Perfect for road trips, beach days, or lazy afternoons. Listen now on the SBS audio app or wherever you get your podcasts.